Kia ora, I'm Katie and welcome to the Healthcare Leadership Lounge, where each week I give you a fresh take on your role as a overwhelmed but determined healthcare leader. The lounge is a space to pause, to think and reflect, and then feel ready and boosted to keep going with the day and whatever that day is throwing at you. So I learned a lot from last week's first episode of the Leadership Lounge. The recording part wasn't too complicated, but the publishing, not as simple as I had been led to believe by the instructions I had been reading. And I found myself late at night in a vicious loop of reading something and trying something and it's still not working, and then trying something else, and then watching a YouTube video, and then trying something else, and then still not working, and trying again and trying again. And my husband saying to me, "That's enough now, just put it down." And I'm going, yep, okay, I'll put it down now, and then carrying on. And another 20 minutes would have gone past. Eventually, I did stop. I didn't get it right. I still couldn't make it work. I was getting quite frustrated, annoyed, but was very focused and felt very determined. So it felt a little bad to kind of walk away having not done it. This was something I really wanted to get done that day. So it made me think about that idea of grit, that staying determined, staying, you know, doggedly sticking at something to try and make it work because it's important and it matters. Now, when we talk about grit, Angela Duckworth is the woman that's done an awful lot of research on it, and she defines it as passion and perseverance for long-term goals. It involves a number of elements. It involves resilience, courage, conscientiousness. And in her research, she found that IQ is not the only thing that matters. Your ability to be determined and to be gritty, to keep going despite setbacks, is actually a very key part of achieving your long-term goals. If you take a check of her website, you can do a score to see how gritty you are. So she developed this grit scale through her research. In the show notes, I'll pop a link to her website and to her TED Talk, where you can find out a bit more about her research. So if we put it into the context of healthcare leadership, being gritty is really important, because there can be every day different things that come along that are barriers or get in your way or sidestep you or mean you have to evolve something and do something different. Gritty people are adaptive and resilient. And I think if anything would sum up what healthcare leaders need to be right now, that they're two words that really spring to mind. So it's really cool on one hand, because it's saying it's not just about IQ, it's not just about your natural ability, it's not just about the potential, it's what you do with all those things. It's how you keep showing up every day. That's where grit comes in. It's got a real strong connection with the idea of growth mindset, which is something that Carol Dweck talks about. And within her work, there's this great thing about the power of the word yet. I haven't got that solved yet. I haven't learned how to do this yet. I'm not sure which way we're going to go yet. So there's that real idea that, yep, I'm working towards that goal. I've still got this to learn. I'm going to learn that. I haven't learned it yet. For me, it's the, yeah, okay, I'm doing a podcast every week. I haven't learned how to do that yet. But that idea that with thinking about things, trying different things, stepping out and doing stuff, I'm going to get there. We're going to get there. Connects with our idea of hope as well, which is really important too. But it also just begs the question, and when I think about me sitting on the sofa trying again and again and again to get this thing to work, and I really, really couldn't, at what point does it become not good for us? If I'd stayed up all night, that would not have been good. And definitely when you look at the work of Angela Duckworth, she is not saying that we stay gritty and stay determined at the detriment of everything else all around us. it's really important to be able to know when to grit and when to quit. Susan David talks a lot about this. She a lot of her work is around emotional agility, and she also does quite some amazing work on your values and understanding what our values are. And when I think about it, a really common question people come to me when coaching is, do I stick at this job or is it time to walk away? Do I shift directions? Do I go in that direction? What do I do next? Because this job is really, I'm really struggling with this job because of X, Y, Z. And that's where the questions around when to grit and when to quit come up. The other scenario that it can come up in is with particular projects or issues or challenges, particularly ones that keep revolving round and round and keep coming back at you, and you have to stop and go, hold on, what's going on here? Because we're just not solving this. Do we keep saying, trying to fix this problem? Or is this time to go, no, we're not going to be able to get there? And Susan David says that that skill is equally as important as building the ability to be gritty and determined. So as with most things, it's a balance. And as with most things, we can overplay strengths and we could overplay being gritty, because if you become completely silo-minded or blinkered to what is going on around you, what is changing within the world or within the people that you are working with, or things like the fact that you've sat at your desk for 20 hours without moving and that's really not good for you. If you become oblivious to those things, then grit is not a positive thing. It's actually going to cause more damage. And a good example of that is from Lyndon Johnson as early as in 1965, was admitting that, privately admitting that the Vietnam War was unwinnable. And yet, because he did not want to be the first American president to lose a war, he stayed determined and kept the war going on, dragging the war on. So you don't want to feel like a quitter. And it can be exceptionally hard to step back from something that you've put a lot of work and effort into, and particularly if it becomes integral to your identity. And that's a really big thing in healthcare, particularly in those clinical spaces, because we become, you know, that professional identity, that clinical role that we have becomes part of who you are. And so if you're stepping away from something, that can be quite difficult. So the questions you kind of have to ask yourself really do relate around to your values. What really matters? Is this really important to me? Is it bringing me, is it connected with my why, my deep sense of purpose about what I'm doing? Am I overall still finding satisfaction and enjoying what I'm doing? So it's really important that we learn to have that conversation about not only what matters most to us and what our values are. And I guess my challenge for you right now would be to go, just take a moment and have a think. Could you name what your two core values are as a healthcare leader? Your values are something that give you direction. They're your guideposts. And particularly when you're needing to make decisions, they're things that are going to help you. Now, when you're making a decision, your values guide you whether you know them or not. But knowing your values means you can be very intentional, very clear about why you're doing certain things. And it can also help when you are feeling particularly kind of like, I feel really uncomfortable about this. This is really kind of like, yeah, it doesn't feel right. That can be a sign that you're making decisions or going in a direction that is not in alignment with your values. So naming your values is a really core part of being a healthcare leader. They set you up for knowing who you are, what you stand for, what really matters. And when making tough decisions like, is this something we should get really double down on and stay determined, or is this something that we need to think about, can we actually achieve? That's what's going to come into play. So knowing what your values are really important when you're having those conversations. And the other thing is around the, and where does this fit within the greater purpose of what we're trying to achieve? And this connects in And I think things like the patience you need in order to develop grittiness comes into play here, because like Simon Sinek talks about in The Infinite Game, delivering healthcare is a long game. I've worked in healthcare for 30 years, and the problems that we are facing now, similar conversations I remember 30 years ago. They're not going to be solved overnight, and different iterations of the same problems are going to come back. So the long game of healthcare delivery is one of those things that grittiness is important. It can help you decide whether you're staying connected with that overall purpose of why you're in the game and what you're trying to achieve. So quite a circling conversation this week. I don't know if that wasn't the plan. It's not what my notes seem to have suggested I was planning. Talking about that grit is an important component for working as a healthcare leader. That it's about being determined. It is about being resilient. It's about being adaptive. It is about our passion and perseverance for long-term goals. So completely important for healthcare leaders. But equally is the conversation about what's to be gritty about and what not to be. It's the idea that, yes, we should be gritty, but not stupid. Need to be how to have that conversation around what, when is the time to stop? When is the time to pause? When is the time to rethink the goals? After my incessant and quite a determined focus that went on into the late at night, and eventually did put down the challenge and got some rest, good night's sleep, got up the next day and solved the problem within 3 minutes of opening my laptop. I did kind of giggle to myself. It was never about giving up. It was about having a moment of pause. It was about having some rest. I mean, be so focused, so committed to the work that we're trying to do, that just walking away for a breather can feel like a bad thing to do. But actually it isn't. I was never giving up. I was never not being determined. I was just taking a break. It's just looking after myself and then coming back to the problem, staying committed to my goal, getting the podcast published and getting it done, staying determined. So having the conversations about what today to stay committed to and gritty with versus that line of, I'm just taking a bit of a break here. I'm just getting some fresh air. They can be, it can look like that you're walking away, whereas actually you're just getting a breath of fresh air. And that's equally as important. So it's almost like I've developed now three stages. I thought there was only two. Again, lost the note track completely. We've got being gritty. We've got knowing to when to quit, to change our goals, to walk away, to do something different. And then you've got this spot in the middle, which is, no, these long-term goals are still really important. This is still deep and committed to my purpose and aligned with my values. I just need a bit of a break. I need some fresh air. And those things are all okay. So thank you again for listening to the Leadership Lounge. I will try next week maybe to stay more closely aligned to my note-taking where things make a bit more sense. But, you know, I'm still learning. The lounge is a place where you can take a breath, take a pause moment to reflect and to just think about some things that influence and matter for healthcare leaders, giving you the inspiration and motivation to keep going. You can get more top tips and great ideas from my weekly email. You can subscribe to that at katiequinney.com/subscribe, and I'd love to have you join the hundreds of people around the world that get the weekly email. Thank you again for listening to the Leadership Lounge this week, and take care and see you next week.